Welcome back to another Friday edition of the Read About It podcast. I'm Reed. This is About It. And today, let me get to the main topic in a couple seconds. First, I'm glad to have Lost back. I missed Lost last week in the great DVR collapse of 09. So I had to watch 2 hours of Lost. And I watched the first hour with the closed captioning at the bottom of the screen that explains things. I can't watch and read TV at the same time. I don't know. At one point, I was fully able to watch a show and read the closed captioning. I can't do it now. I don't know if I'm just doing something else, or if I'm checking my mail, or if I'm going to get a soda, but it just flies right over my head. So, Lost, very confused. Very confused. Also, it's getting harder for me to watch Heroes. Not to get through it, but just to turn it on. I'm at that point. Nip Tuck is very close to this also, but going to keep... I am a completist, and I want to talk about that at some point. It takes a lot once I've started watching something to get me to not watch it. So I am a series completist. Also, from Flight of the Conchords last week, I think my new favorite song is You Don't Have to Be a Prostitute, Jermaine. I'm going to go with that, and the Psych theme song at this point are the two songs that are in heavy rotation over at Read About It Land. Now, the main topic of the day, and this is from last week, I was just sick. I talked a little bit about it last Friday, but looking back on it, I was really sick last week. And I'm not saying my sickness was worse than anyone else, because it happened to me. I'm thinking it. But I would never say that out loud, you know. But everybody feels worse when they get sick than they feel like everybody else feels when they get sick. And I embrace that. But I was just bad sick. Here's the sequence of events. Lovely wife Kimberly was not in the house. She was out on some family business, we will say. That sounded kind of sinister, didn't it? No, she's visiting family. It's not, she didn't just run out. But she left, and the next day was the Super Bowl, which is fine because, as I've said, I don't like to watch the Super Bowl with anybody who is not at a level of football fan equal to or greater than me, which means I've watched the Super Bowl alone for the last 25 years. I was up that night, went to work, did the whole TV, you know, sweatshop thing, and then came home, finished my column that ran at examiner.com, and it was a pretty good one. I'm always proud of that one. But I stayed up until like 5 o'clock in the morning. I mean, I was in bad shape by the time I finally got everything proofread and posted, so I wasn't feeling good. I wasn't feeling good at work. I wasn't feeling good when I went to bed, but I woke up, and I thought, yeah, I'm going to be sick. You know how you feel it coming. You are well aware that there's just something off in your body. I could feel that one coming. So I went in and I just sat down on the couch and I watched a little TV and talked to Kimberly on the phone. Lovely wife Kimberly said, well, you know, go get something to, you know, get some medicine or something, because on the way to the house, she looted me, by the way. I had no food. I had no water. I had no medicine. I had nothing. I had to go get something. And so I thought, well, I'll go to Walmart and get some, you know, it's your one-stop shopping place. I can get food and medicine in there and a nice Dale Earnhardt Jr. t-shirt and a plunger. You know, you can get everything at Walmart. So I thought, okay, so I'm just laying on the couch and I start to feel bad. And I think, well, I'm just going to go lay down in the bed. I'm just going to lay right here. I'm not going to move. I'm not even going to lean my head back. I'm just going to lay here and close my eyes. So sitting up, I fell asleep on the couch for like 2 hours. And I knew that I was sick because you get to the point where you can't move. You know, you're awake and you're looking around your room, and I was shivering, and I had 9 inches away from my body, I had the greatest blanket ever. I had the Snuggie. And yes, I have the Snuggie. Check out my Facebook pictures if you don't believe me. I got the Snuggie. And I was freezing to death. I was shivering there on the couch, and I'm looking at the Snuggie. I'm looking at it, and I'm just thinking to myself, yeah, I'm just going to reach over and get it. Yep, I'm going to reach over, I'm going to get it, I'm going to put this arm through here, and then this arm, I'm going to wrap it up, I'm going to kind of tuck it under me. I'm just going to reach over and do that. I'm just going to do that. And you just talk about it to yourself, and you think how many times you're going to do it, and you never do it. You don't get up and get a drink of water, you just sit there. You think about it, you fantasize about getting a drink of water, but you never actually move. So I did that for like another couple of hours. And at that point, I was just sick. I was just deathly ill, and it's midnight. So, wonderful. I get up, I put on as many clothes as I can find. It's one of those nights where it's kind of chilly, but I put on like long pants and a shirt and a sweatshirt and a toboggan and a mukluks and a parka and some Gore-Tex, whatever I could find, because I did not want to be shivering walking around Walmart. I'm so desperate that I have a list in my hand to go to Walmart that just says milk, kitty litter, food. That's it. No specifics. Just get something that I can eat. I take the Walmart trip, and it's never pleasant. If there were a 24-hour Target within like 10 miles of my house, I'd never ever shop at Walmart. But I generally shop there after midnight, and it's all the old cliches. I'm walking all over the store. I'm sweating and shivering. You know, I'm sweating out fever, and I'm freezing because I'm also still sick. I got to walk basically the circumference of the store. I got to walk it like 3 times for some reason to get the medicine and the food and everything else. And then as I leave, of course, there's only one register open, and it's the register at the far end of the store by the entrance that they have already closed. So I got to walk down there, and I got to walk all the way back, and I really wanted to shoplift something or turn over a display of something, but I knew it didn't matter because they wouldn't pick it up anyway. But I did pick up something that helped me. And if you're going through the flu or the cold or whatever, I think it helped. I don't know. You know, if you take something and it doesn't make you immediately better or you don't get worse, you don't really know what it did. But these Zicam pills, I don't know if they work, but I know they're damned tasty. And so it made me feel better. You take one about every 3 hours, you just let it dissolve in your mouth. It tastes like you're eating like 12 of those old children's aspirin that you used to power down. So it kept me at the level of misery and discomfort where I was. That was about it. Go to Walmart, finish up. Of course, there's 38 people in line ahead of me. They're all buying stuff with out-of-state, post-dated, three-party counter checks. They have underwear labels for identification. They don't speak English. They don't speak Spanish either. They speak nothing but French-Canadian for some reason. And it's as slow as humanly possible. And I'm just miserable there. Finally, I get out. I go home. I make something. I don't remember. Soup, a frozen dinner, chocolate pudding. I don't recall what I ate, but I was starving to death, so I made something. And then I did that thing where you go to bed, and I usually, you know, I'm just going to kind of share here. I don't usually wear a whole lot when I sleep. And by a whole lot, I mean nothing. You know what I'm saying, ladies. So I actually laid down with all of my clothes still on. I mean, from my sweatshirt to my slippers, I just crawled into bed. I was sleeping in my clothes sick, and it was not good. Woke up the next day just as sick as humanly possible. Got to feel a little bit better. And then Wednesday, since it was National Signing Day, which is the day that all of the athletes sign with the colleges that they will go on to have great productive careers or never be heard from again, I had to go out and do that. So I spent like 13 hours on the road the next day, and then came back home Thursday to finish up a nice 4 day sick to get over that. But that's why last week's podcast was a little edgy, I think, because I was still a little bit rough. I was still sleeping in your clothes sick at that point. But I'm through it. I'm over it from the emails and everybody else at work. It seems like everybody's getting it this time of the year. But everybody always wants to know this. Did you get a flu shot? Did you take a flu shot? No, I don't take flu shots. I have a little agreement with my body. I don't put, you know, live bacteria and viruses into it on purpose. And it doesn't just decide to evacuate my bowels while I'm on the air. It's just a little agreement that we worked out a long time ago. Seems to work pretty well for us. But I don't do that. And I'm okay with that. And if that means that I get sick occasionally, as opposed to getting sick all the time, which is what happens when you normally get a flu shot, that's fine with me. Anyway, that is your Read About It podcast for this week. Next week, I want to talk more about my completionism, why I can't stop watching a TV show or a movie. I don't ever walk out of movies either. I always think it can be saved no matter how bad it gets. And because of that, I just sat through the last 15 minutes of Hostel 2. Just not that good. To say not that good is actually an affront to the other things that are not that good. It was awful. Bone-chillingly awful. Like Death Proof bad. Anyway, I am digressing here. I'm out. I'll be back next Friday with more. Next week we'll have more on the website on readaboutit.com, and we invite you to tune into that and check out the NFL stuff over at examiner.com as well. That's it for me. I'm Reed. This is the Read About It Friday podcast. Thanks for tuning us in. Be back next Friday with more. Until then, thank you, drive through, and as always, Seacrest out.